Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Tom Giordano Show. We are just monitoring, particularly here locally in Philadelphia, but when you look at the sweep of what's going on nationally, what a day to have Dinesh D'Souza on. Brand new book, United States of Socialism, Who's Behind It, Why It's Evil, How to Stop It. He writes in the back of the book, no serious person could advocate some of the horrors of history like slavery. How ridiculous it would be for someone to say the failure was a failure of implementation. But what is said about socialism? What's said about progressivism? Well, it wasn't implemented correctly. How do you get away with that? Well, I think the lesson of what we're seeing play out in the big cities is rife with this stuff. And Dinesh, in his book and previous books, talks about Antifa, too. He's got several pages in here. Let's go to Dinesh D'Souza. Dinesh joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dinesh, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, great to be back on the show, and very excited about the book. And wow, look at all the events happening around the country. The socialist left is really hard at work. And I can't say I saw it coming, but the book is all about the themes that are going on in the headlines today.
Exactly. I wish you had a little bit more time, like another month, to put in two or three more devastating chapters of what we're seeing play out here, Dinesh. And one of the things that we've seen here is we see in city after city, rather than saying what happened here was horrific and criminal with the cop, but we are going to stop violence. People are pleading out there with people who are not listening to progressives trying to make nice with them.
Yeah, there's a larger agenda at work here. In the book, I use the phrase identity socialism. And what I mean by that is we're seeing a type of socialism now that is a marriage between socialism and identity politics. Marx, who was a big fan of social division, thought it would come about by class division, that the working class would revolt against the capitalists, and that's never happened. So the socialist left now has given up on that. In fact, they're more likely to expect a working class guy to be seen at a Trump rally. Instead, the left has invested in racial grievance, and this is where this business about the cop has come, almost been a godsend for them, because they're able to use it and stoke it to try to create a much larger showdown in society. If you look at all these people who are raiding stores, breaking windows, attacking small business guys, burning a church in Washington, D.C., what on earth has any of this got to do with George Floyd? Nothing at all. George Floyd was merely, if you will, the fuse to set off this socialist conflagration.
You talked to in previous books, and I didn't have it at home. I'm broadcasting out of the Dom Dome from home, Dinesh. But I do have your new book here, and you do talk about Antifa in here too. And I do believe that they were involved here in Philadelphia and nationwide. But I also believe, okay, if that's the case, who is it that has entitled them and allowed them here in Philadelphia, for example, to shout people down, attack of all manner, shapes, and forms over the last 4 or 5 years, progressives who have done this?
Yes, progressivism, you may say, is the theory, and Antifa is the practice. There was recently a news report about these two guys, both, you know, educated at the best schools, Ivy League schools, went on to law school, throwing Molotov cocktails in New York at the cops. And somebody sent this to me and said, ironic. But it's not ironic. It's not surprising, because this is the ideology that has been taught in these elite schools now for years. So how can we be surprised when some students believe it? They begin to think that, look, this is not an isolated case of a cop who manhandled a suspect. This is American structural racism manifesting itself. This is the way this country has been since 1619. And we need to get on the street and set something on fire and blow something up in order to show that we're not having it anymore. So this is not an ideology confined to the margins. We find sympathetic advocates of it in mayor's offices and top in the dean's office in Hollywood, in the media. Look at all the people on CNN, for example, who says, oh, no, Antifa. Well, they're just fighting the fascists, aren't they? No, they're not fighting the fascists. They are the fascists.
Exactly right. And you have documented that. What's the major book, Dinesh, when you break down fascism, what it really means and all? Which book was that?
That was my earlier book called The Big Lie, which talked about the way in which the, you know, Antifa are descended. You know, 100 years ago, we had Mussolini's black shirts and Hitler's brown shirts, and they dressed like Antifa. They looked like Antifa. They came with bricks and sticks and stones. I mean, look at these Antifa guys. They'll show up in the morning to do a riot, and there will be conveniently positioned for them a large box of cement blocks that somebody the previous night has placed for them, for their convenient use. They don't bring the cement blocks. The blocks are placed for them. So what this means is that this is an organized campaign. This is not, the media likes to portray, oh, spontaneous and, you know, outpouring, and look at all these poor protesters. They're really in pain. They're really hurting. They're not hurting. They're actually enjoying themselves. This rioting is a form of entertainment for them.
Exactly. And Dinesh, you've been really good at linking this to the events of the day, but I wanted to tell people too, and we'd love to have you back as this continues to delve into something that is really tricky and courageous to write about socialism. You know, a lot of people can write about the horrors of it we've just talked about, but to take on those who say, well, look at how they implement it in Denmark and Sweden, and I don't think Sweden is, of course. It takes real thought and a real challenge, and very few books, United States of Socialism is one of the few that drills down on that, and I think we need a session with you just to drill down on that. But my producer, Dan, had a question. Go ahead, Dan.
Not necessarily a question, Dom, but I just want to put it out there. Dinesh is incredible on YouTube. If you just search Dinesh D'Souza Versus, he has so many, there's so many videos online of Dinesh doing his college tour and just discussing it with the people from this movement and just completely, you know, dissecting what they're calling for. And so I just highly suggest, and Dinesh, I thank you for doing this. Just on YouTube, you can search Dinesh D'Souza College and you can find video after video of just him discussing this in depth. Just a fantastic discussion to add along with his books.
So Dinesh, out of this book, what is the, I identify one part. What else in here would you point to that you're proud of, that you've taken on, the Denmark argument and all that? That's a biggie, but what else?
Well, I show not only the ideology of socialism, but the tactics of the socialist left. See, the socialists really don't believe that they can win this debate by argument. And so what do? They rely on digital censorship. They rely on using the police agencies of the government to go after their opponents. This Antifa business is all about forced conformity. At the end of the day, it's not even economic, because even though they're doing looting, and yes, they'll come out with a cheesecake, or they'll come out with some clothing that they've taken out of Target, but the typical socialist in America today cares more about abortion than about the minimum wage, cares more about transgender bathrooms than they do about universal basic income. So socialism here has gone way beyond working class concerns or union guys. It's not really about that. It's ultimately an effort to sort of break down the cultural, moral, and economic norms of a capitalist and free market society, and to create a new type of society. Obama envisioned it, and I think in some ways he's sitting back and kind of enjoying this moment. He was probably not so happy about the space launch, because he did his best to gut NASA over 8 years, but he's probably a lot happier to see this unrest in the streets. This is the Alinsky model playing itself out.
There's the guy. Comes back to that. It always comes back to Alinsky. Dinesh, we would love to have you back, too, to really go chapter and verse on this. But here's what may surprise you. when I get a book I really want to read, I save it up because I don't want it to end. So I limited myself to like 10, 15 pages over the weekend because I want this to go on, your book to go on for at least a month. That's the highest compliment I can give. Usually I jump in there, I devour it, and I move on.
I appreciate it. And yes, I'd love to come back and talk to you about Scandinavia. That's important. The left will say, hey, who says socialism doesn't work? It works in Norway. It works in Sweden. That's an argument we have to take on and answer.
You do. Thank you, Dinesh. Great book, as usual, United States of Socialism, available today, right, or tomorrow?
It's out tomorrow, but you can order it today. It'll be delivered very soon.
Thank you, Dinesh. Let's hope they don't steal it this time at various stores, as happened before. Right?
Uh-oh. Yes, for sure.
Thank you, Dinesh. Thanks for joining
us. Bye-bye.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.